This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even those who don't spend a whole lot of time reading Vogue couldn't miss the social media hubbub the past couple of days about its most recent issue. It's the one with Lena Dunham on the cover and a big photo spread inside. Pictures that were retouched, photoshopped, kind of obvious because we all know what Ms. Dunham looks like. All of Ms. Dunham, if you've ever watched her show, Girls. So we've done what we do when we have a fashion or a fashion magazine question. We have dialed up Kate Betts. Hey, Kate, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
There's a bunch of stuff I want to get to. The first thing, though, is are these Lena Dunham pictures. And the idea that still in this day and age and with a woman like Lena Dunham, Vogue and other magazines feel the necessity to, and clearly it's a business decision, to alter the images. What's your sense?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, this has been a long-term discussion. We've been talking about it a lot for a long time. And as a former magazine editor, you know, there are things you do for a cover shoot to be able to read the type more clearly. There is a technical issue to it. I think that when it gets a little bit sketchy is when, you know, whole body parts are removed or added or changed in shape and things like that. But I think at this point, you know, image making has changed so much in so many different dimensions that it's hard to really argue with it.
This blew up in part on social media, and then on Jezebel, it got crazy big. They offered the bounty, if you will, for those unretouched pictures. How much has the world of fashion been changed by Instagram and Twitter and all that?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the first step was that fashion itself became democratic. You know, you could buy any look at any price point, H&M, Gap, all of that. And now I think image making has become democratic. You know, we can all alter our own images on choosing the filter on Instagram. People know how to, you know, retouch photos on their computers. So the whole idea of one sort of autocratic voice of how images should be perceived and displayed in the world, that those days are over.
Give me a peek behind the curtain, and granted you weren't there, but as they were putting together this photo shoot in Vogue of Lena Dunham, what was the conversation?
Well, I have no idea.
No, obviously, but you know, give me the benefit of your experience.
You know, I've definitely been on photo shoots before with photographers where they say, oh, don't worry about that, we can fix that in post-production. As they do in movies, too, you know,
and in radio, right? I mean, you know.
And in radio, right. Here, I'm sure you're going to cut out half of what I'm saying right now on the air,
yes,
right,
but you're
Kai?
Going to look good. We're not going to change your body.
But you could change the tone of my voice.
Yeah, yeah. So
I think, yeah, they have definite conversations about it, and they definitely have a preconceived idea of how they want the picture to look. You know, some of the most successful magazine cover image makers are the people who have a very clear idea of the way they want the image to look before they even go into the studio.
Does this matter as much with the, all right, so my bias is going to come out here, with the magazine generation, that is to say older consumers of the media and younger millennials who are getting it from blogs and Instagram and Twitter and all that?
Well, I think that's the bigger conversation here because I think the millennials have a very different idea of how they want people to look and what's acceptable to them in image making. You know, because they grew up being able to create their own images on Instagram and with their cell phones, they want real images. I mean, it's really interesting if you see these new ad campaigns that are coming out, like the Dove campaign that was released on Monday.
Right.
And they're unretouched images and the difference between kind of the image and the reality. And I think what's interesting is that millennials really want the real image. And I think that's what the conversation about the Lena Dunham cover was really about. That she's part of that generation
right.
And she's, you know, bearing it all on her TV show. So maybe people were confused by the fact that she was suddenly, you know, going Vogue on us. Mm-hmm. And they want her to be herself, the way she presents herself.
Yeah. Kate Betts, her book, it's about Michelle Obama, is called Everyday Icon. Kate, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.